Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, Our Only Hope.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to listen to Father Greg Boyle, a Jesuit priest and the founder and executive director of Homeboy Industries, a gang intervention program located in Los Angeles, California. With amazing power, skill, humor, and reverence, he captivated his audience of college students, faculty, staff, and local neighbors, teaching us to look at how full our lives could be if we could find the joy in loving others and in being loved unconditionally. I found myself laughing and crying at the same time. I was truly captured by the power of his parables. With the story of the Good Samaritan, as we hear it today, and his living it, Boyle describes and connects the radical challenge of Jesus in these words. There are no non-neighbors. There is no one you can write off as other or outsider or outcast. We have to shatter the illusion that keeps us from seeing that we belong to each other. There is no us and them, only us. Boyle describes the power of boundless compassion as the self-gift of Jesus to all of us through his life, death, and resurrection. This is our only hope. Connecting this parable of Jesus and Greg's insights, we have a way forward, a long way forward. We truly are online neighbors. Breaking news brings reports about loved ones and friends around the world and in the global community. Emails, text messages, and Facebook keep us in touch with family and so many others. Amid the worsening ecological crisis, we are more and more aware of our vulnerability and our desperate need for compassion, for mercy, and the power of extravagant tenderness. This is our only hope. Jesus asks that lawyer, "Who do you think was a neighbor to the man?" The lawyer answered, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "And now to us, go and do likewise."